Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Gabagoo. All right, so listen. I have, before we get into our next thing, this Jameis Winston thing now is going to live forever. I have arguably the most incredible stat I have laid eyes on thus far in the year of 2025. Can I present you guys with something?
Yeah.
If you're driving around, you don't even have to be a fan of this sport to appreciate the stat. So, from ESPN Research, since 1997, teams in the NBA are 3-1640. 3 wins, 1640 losses. When trailing by 7 or more, in the final minute of fourth quarter or OT. The Pacers are 2-0 in this postseason.
Yeah.
What kind of rabbit's foot do you have in your locker? 3-1640, but the Indiana Pacers, not only do they have two of those wins, they're both in the playoffs, and it's in the same series. In back-to-back games.
On the road.
Gabagool.
Yeah. This is one where maybe they're just too young and stupid to realize what they just pulled off.
That was the only thing that made me feel better about the Celtics gag in the first game was seeing what Cleveland pulled off last night.
But in all fairness, Cleveland's not a complete team right now. No. But, yeah, how you can't close out either one of those games. I thought, okay, Indiana, you took one. You took both. And now you're going home.
Ugh. Just wanted to pass it on.
Do you know who the third team was?
No.
OKC, when they beat CP3's Clippers.
Oh, Lob City?
Yes.
Jesus. There you go. So, also, Kenny, Mammoth, best logo in the league. Zero BS.
You know, a lot of hockey fans are hating on that logo, and I love it. I dig it.
You know why? Hockey fans are nerds.
That's true.
That logo for something created in 2025, that's timeless.
That's not bad.
That's not terrible at all. You even got the Wasatch Mountains in
there. Got the mountain. You got the mammoth. It's perfect.
Oh, I didn't. Let me take a little deeper dive.
Take a look.
The top of his head is a mountain range.
See, I like it. Like going back to the Nashville, I'm like, okay, I like that.
This is what I like, and I know it's heresy to say it in an original six town, but I like that Utah and Carolina, to my knowledge, are the only two teams in the league who have a logo at home and
a road logo.
Words on the road.
See, I'm not exactly a fan of the horizontal diagonal.
Okay, letters. I didn't
notice the
mountains.
A lumpy head. Those are mountains.
I didn't notice the mountains.
Yeah, mountains on the top. Yeah.
Okay.
I really like that, Kenny. One.
Nothing. I was expecting Kenny to make a joke about Utah, so.
Oh, I got nothing.
Kenny,
I got nothing here.
Soak that logo in.
There we go.
The joke that just won't die. I thought it was over after football season when we were talking
Utah
about
Utah hockey. Soaked with enthusiasm.
Soak it in.
It's a great logo. It's all I'm telling you.
It's a very good logo.
So all four logos are pretty cool. I like this.
I dig it. All right, let's move on. So listen.
Kenny, if I rock some of this, you going to make fun of me?
No, I encourage it.
Okay.
The more the merrier. I'm not one of those exclusive hockey fans that doesn't want anybody from the outside coming in.
I want to ask people this. I want to just return to the Pistons thing briefly. Trajan Langdon seemingly preached patience in his press availability today. I want to ask you a question, and I think it's simple, but it really is puzzling to me because in this town, it feels like everybody just likes the status quo. Be good, retain our own people, patience, we'll move it on down the line. If I give you two pathways to pick, the Detroit Pistons can do nothing and let it marinate for one more year. We're going to see what Ivy looks like. We're going to see a summer of Ron Holland's development, a summer of Asur Thompson, no blood clots, development. I'd say we're going to see a summer of Durin's development, but I've just about given up with that. If you're in your third year headed to year four and you haven't shown me an ounce of offensive ability, I'm not saying he's Yinka Dare, but I'm a little concerned. The point is, you could let it marinate, do nothing, and we'll wait for the big swing next year. Or choice B, you know in your heart what your core pieces are. Anything that isn't that, shoot the moon and let's go bring someone here because there is a power shift in the Eastern Conference. The Bucks are not going to be there next year. I'll be in stunned disbelief if Giannis is there next year. The Celtics have to trade at least one of, if not both, Drew Holiday and KP. The Sixers are a complete disaster. The Heat are a disaster unless Giannis goes there. Right. The Knicks are the Knicks. I don't think they're going to be great. I don't think they'll be terrible.
No, you're right. What you don't want to be is basically the Midwest version of the Knicks.
Right. So my thing is the Pistons could very easily assume a top three spot this summer. If I ask you in listener land, you get those two choices. Marinate for one more year or let's get bold. What side of the aisle are you on? Because remember, when you talk about letting things marinate, Durin is eligible for an extension. Ivy is eligible for an extension. And before you say run it back, you don't have the money, unless you want to go into tax threshold, to bring back the Schroeders, the Hardaways, and the Beasleys of the world. Now, clearly, you and I are on the same page. We're walking hand in hand saying, let's make a move. Let's get this thing moving forward.
And I don't want to sway the jury, but here's why you want to make a bold move. Because there will be a power shift in the East. I do agree. I look at Indiana, and as you're watching, what they just did, we were joking about it, but Indiana looks like they may be headed to the Eastern Conference Final if they keep this thing going. Cleveland. They're injured right now, but they're one of the better teams. I look at Orlando. I think they're starting to put things together. You could be that fourth team or competing with Orlando. Here's what you don't want to happen by standing pat. That player that you want ends up going to Cleveland, Indiana, or Orlando, and now that puts you so far they're ahead of you, and now you're playing catch-up in another year when you could have been on equal footing. So, yes, you stand pat and you run it back, and now all of a sudden, let's just say Zion ends up signing with one of these three teams. He goes to Orlando and makes them a better team. You could have had him. Or some other player that in a trade goes to one of these three teams, and now you're even further behind. And now you're just, you're an okay playoff team, but you really have no shot at ever winning the East.
No, because I look at that trade proposal the Bleacher Report had about Zion, and it's even better than the one I put out. Mine was more I wanted to make it hurt so people get put to a choice, but Bleacher Report today, they had Zion going to the Pistons, Tobias Harris, who makes $25 million, Bobby Klintman, the kid you drafted, you know, from Sweden, Jaden Ivey, and a one and a two. Do it all day. Risk it, biscuit. Because ultimately, you're not going to be able to keep Ivy and Durin and Holland and Asur and all your role players. This is my point. You're not, and you wouldn't want to keep all those because then you end up in the luxury tax and nowhere near good enough to win a championship. All I'm asking for is the middle ground. You don't do something stupid and go all in. You don't. It's not the right time for that. That's why I think those conversations about Giannis are goofy. A, Giannis's people are not going to let him play into, hey, Giannis, here's your career arc. Milwaukee to Detroit. No, his next stop is going to be L.A., Miami, Houston, or New York. I mean, that's just, his people are not going to let it happen. Right. I would love to have him, but that's just not happening. So I look at, let's do the middle ground. Like, give it a shot. But I wonder where people are at with it. Because it's clear, the Pistons, if they're a stock, you're buying. I think there's two teams in the Eastern Conference, I'm buying their stock. One is you, and I'm buying Orlando Magic stock. Before you laugh, I know you can't win with a balding point guard. Jalen Suggs, get it together. But you have their big three played a grand total of 90 minutes together this season. Wagner's legit. Banchero is a problem, and Suggs is good enough. I'm buying stock in the Pistons and the Magic, and I would do the same show in both markets. You got to make a move. And you can move this thing forward and not put a stranglehold on the East, but you get a really good seat at the head table. Mm-hmm. So I just wondered where people were at with that. And if you want the audio, do you have that clip of, because we can do it at 5 o'clock, David. Because Trajan said something that it feels like every GM in this town, they're handed a 3x5 and they have to say this phrase. Well, we want to be consistently good. And did it. Who in their life ever says, instead of, I want championships, what kid grows up going, God, I want to be consistently good? Why does every GM in this town say that? Just say, why does no one in this town want to say championship?
I got an answer for that.
To hell with it. Tell me next. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're just rolling. I want to hear why.
Okay.
Because for me, anything that doesn't bring me a championship, why the hell am I doing it? We'll get to Rico next. He's got an idea. Gabagool. Just give me one more Jameis and we're done for the day.